أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا. In the beginning of the surah, Allah explained that the day of Qiyamah will definitely come, in spite of the fact that the non-believers of Mecca used to make a mockery about it and ask among themselves that when will the day of Qiyamah come, why isn't it still come, etc. And then Allah Ta'ala explains in the surah His great Qudrat also, and in that Qudrat the power of Allah are the ni'mat and the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon mankind also. The three that we had read previously, that how Allah Ta'ala has made this earth so livable for us and so easy for us to pass our life. On the earth, Allah has made the mountains which are pegs and which keep the earth on its place. And then Allah Ta'ala has created everything in pairs. Now further Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَرْنِينَ بَنَايَا اور بنایا نیند کو تمہارے تکان دفع کرنے کے لیے. And we have made your sleep for you to remove your tiredness for your comfort and to remove your tiredness when you get work during the day, etc. That also all of us should think that when do we really appreciate the sleep which is from Allah Ta'ala. And we should ask those people who suffer from insomnia and who just cannot fall asleep. And even sleeping tablets don't help them. What is their condition? We have a nice sweet sleep and we don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And we don't see the qudrat of Allah. The sleep also is from Allah. Whom Allah wants to give sleep, he has a good sleep. And in that also, sometimes a person has a sleep, many a person complains, when I get up, I'm still just as tired. After sleeping for so long, I'm still just so tired. Or the whole night I didn't sleep. Or a mosquito troubled me the whole night, I couldn't sleep. The sleep is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, for which we have to make a lot of shukr. And we have to see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala also. Sleep is related to the night. So the next ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا اور بنایا رات کو اورنا. And we made the night a covering for you. Like with clothes we cover ourselves, which is also a great ni'mat. It is winter now by us here, and with winter we wear winter clothes, warm clothes. This is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that we can protect ourselves from the cold, etc. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has made the night also a covering, which is also a source of great comfort. That is, sleep is related to the night. Most of the people sleep only at night. Few people might be sleeping a little in the day, but rather generally all people only sleep at night. And this night the sleep was possible because Allah made this covering, covered us up, the coolness of the night. And also the darkness, if there's bright lights a person can't sleep or he doesn't get a proper sleep. So Allah Ta'ala made that, and which is a covering. It is narrated, when night falls then people get divided in different groups. One group are those people who go and sleep at night and they get up in the morning for Fajr, for example. They neither gain by the night nor do they lose. They just spend it in sleeping. Then there is one group that spends the night in the ibadat of Allah, part of the night in the ibadat of Allah. These people gain tremendously. Then there is another group that spends the night, the darkness of the night, the covering of the night in sin and evil, doing all the bad things, and they are the great, great losers. And these people, they are different. And Allah made the night a covering, but all of us know Allah is watching us. Through this covering, from there we have to realize that no matter where we are, how we spend the night or how we spend our time in a closed room, Allah is watching us. And we see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in there also. So Allah Ta'ala has given His ni'mat also, and they can be used as ni'mat or they can be used as niqmat, that is punishment of Allah Ta'ala, and in the disobedience and displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then after the night a person has gained his rest, then consequently he starts working the next day. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا اور بنایا دن کمائی کرنے کو. And we made the day for you to earn your living. This is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that if there are so many people who will not afford electricity to light a light, but Allah Ta'ala has put the sun which gives light to everyone. There are so many people who won't be able to warm themselves. They can't afford a heater. Allah took out the bright sun and people bask in the sun. All these great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and at the same time the qudrat of Allah. We are living through all this, but we don't see Allah. We don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and that is what is really required. If we can see Allah's ni'mats all the time. Also, ulama have written that the night, for example, all this Allah has made the night for us, the day to earn. So the ahl sa'adat, the fortunate people, are those people that to earn their rozi or to earn great virtue and position by Allah Ta'ala. To be close to Allah Ta'ala, they spend the night, so to say, as in our language you will say, to sharpen their tools to earn during the day. That is, they don't waste the night in sleeping. In fact, the ulama have written, those people who just sleep away at night, they are unfortunate people. But those people who use the night to sharpen their tools. Like for example, one person was given a job to cut trees. He cut quite a number of trees the first day, but day by day the numbers decreased all the time. His supervisor asked him, what's the matter? You're not working. He said, I'm giving the same number of hours, same hard work I'm doing, but now I'm cutting hardly any trees. He said, bring your saw to me. When he saw his saw, it was blunt. The blade has gone blunt. He sharpened it again, and again he started working and sawing many trees. So like that, we have to sharpen our tools so that we can earn during the day. One is we take rest, you can say earn well. And the other is that when a person spends his night, part of his night, tahajjud, tilawat of Quran, which purifies him, which gives him deep insight, zikr of Allah, du'as, the begging of Allah Ta'ala, then this person achieves a lot during the day. Whether it is dunya's things, which are not that important, but deen's things also. All this is dependent on how we spend our night. If we spend our night in earning from Allah, then everything of us have got greater effect. A person, for example, says one word, but inside he's filled up with the love of Allah and with the fikr of akhirat, fikr of the ummah. That one word has got a great effect on people. Another person who hasn't got that in his heart, he'll give a 10-hour bayan, but it won't have any effect. So we have to use the night also so that we can, so to say, sharpen our tools to earn during the day. So even our dunya's work, a person who studies, a student, he studies well at night. Next day he'll go and write his exam paper, he will get good results. But the student who sleeps away at night, what paper is he going to write? For anything we want to do, we must use the night not only for sleeping. That is a very unmindful thing, that unmindfully we just sleep. A person who sleeps, no matter how much, he should also make niyat that I'm using the sleeping time of mine in order to gain strength to make the ibadat of Allah, to do the work of deen, and that sleep also becomes ibadat. So Allah has given us all these things which are great signs of Allah and which also are great ni'mats and favors of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make it that we can understand it and appreciate it accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.